Welcome to the 14th SPG podcast, the last of 25. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here. I hope you're keeping well. I hope you'll forgive my slightly gravelly voice, but we've been singing and enjoying life just a little bit too much in school. We were really, really pleased that on Saturday, we received the accolade from Birmingham Live and the Birmingham Evening Mail of being the best school in Birmingham. We were again thrilled with this, following on from the prestigious title of being the Sunday Times and Parent Power Best Comprehensive School in the West Midlands and the third best comprehensive school in the UK. It is a great gift to have this affirmation, but we know the real gift is our SPG family. We give thanks to our Lord and His Blessed Mother for our ambitious and great girls, our wonderful and hardworking staff, our tremendously supportive parents and family, superb wisdom of our governing body, to our trustees, the Sisters of Charity of St. Paul the Apostle, for giving us our school and our unique educational mission. We have every reason to be proud of so much that has been achieved. And so on to more pupils' success. I share the most magnificent news. Our Yagoda in 8S has been ranked as number one in Britain in under 14 fencing. I have been sharing all the competitions she's been winning in Bulgaria, Serbia, Georgia, and in London, and this has culminated in her being ranked as number one. This is so well deserved for her excellent fencing skill, as well as for her athletic and personal and spiritual excellence. And what is even more remarkable is that Yagoda has achieved number one in Britain in the under 14 fencing category when she is only aged 12. We are so proud of you. There is great joy in having a number one in the music world, and we're equally delighted to have our Christmas number one of Yagoda. We have received the results of the Cyber First competition, which had over 500 schools taking part and 10,000 students, and we're delighted that one of our teams came ninth. This is a great achievement and the highest we have ever achieved nationally. The team consisted of four girls, all from 8A, Agnes, Raphael, Amelia and Elizabeth. Their team name was Citral Alt Win, and my goodness, they have lived up to that title. Very well done, and thank you to Miss Langford and Miss Campbell for inspiring this excellence. On Tuesday, Elise in 10A led a fantastic chess tournament with girls from years 7 to 10. She organised it beautifully and with such poise and maturity. Everyone gained so much experience and insight, and congratulations to the third place, Raphael from 8A, to second place, Stacey in 8L, and to the overall winner of the chess tournament, Alia in 10S. Congratulations to them, and also to Elise and Mrs. Evans for all of their hard work. Congratulations to Brittany in 10U on winning the weekend quiz on Christmas carols. Well done on such superb listening skills, as well as wonderful research skills. And I conclude this section of pupil success with a letter we received from the Quinton Food Bank following our Christmas shoebox campaign. The chair of the Quinton Food Bank trustees, Dr. Patrick Saunders, said, "Thank you to you, your staff and your wonderful students, especially Sam Weller and the other year 12s, who organized this year's donations. St. Paul's personalized and gift wrap Christmas presents are one of the highlights of the food bank's year. It really does reflect community of care, and we were delighted when St. Paul's was awarded West Midlands Comprehensive School of the Year. Your generosity is fundamental to our mission to support people struggling with food poverty and very often other stresses. Again, with great gratitude. And so on to school events. On Monday, we hosted our annual OAP party. It was a very beautiful occasion. Our Year 12 were so creative and put together a lovely program of entertainment, which everyone enjoyed. Thank you to Alejandra, Mrs. McLean, Mrs. Driscoll, Mrs. Craddock, and the Year 12 tutors for all their support and hard work. On Tuesday, Year 7 greatly enjoyed watching the film Nativity after school. It was a lovely occasion just to relax and have some fun. Thank you to Mrs. Kinsella for organising and leading on this. Thank you to Alejandra, Mrs. Casey, Mr. Venables and Mrs. McLean for accompanying the pupils who went to the oratory on Tuesday evening for the 9 lessons and carol service. It was utterly beautiful, and I was very proud to receive so many compliments from the parishioners about the exemplary behaviour and response of our girls. On Wednesday, Year 7 went to Birmingham University for the Christmas lecture. It was brilliant, and Year 7 were fantastic and loved the whole experience. We are sure it will have inspired many girls to consider reading a science-related course at the University of Birmingham in the very near future. The stag pantomime on Wednesday was, indescribable. The screams of laughter and unadulterated joy in the new hall was amazing. Thank you so much to Mr. Bassam and Dr. O'Connor for their excellent script, for producing us so well, and for their unending patience. So grateful to the head girl team for their superb contributions, and also to the sixth form sound and lighting team. It makes me so proud of our staff that when they are so proud and on their knees, they're still committed to bringing such a wonderful experience to the girls. The Year 13 Christmas Mass yesterday was really poignantly beautiful, an occasion of such peace in the midst of all the busyness. Thank you to our wonderful readers, Amelia in 13P, Joanne in 13P, Hannah in 13P, Alyssa in 13P, Leona in 13P, and to Chloe in 13P, who was an excellent altar server. Huge thanks to Glory from 13T for her amazing solo. We were in awe of her voice and of her extremely prayerful singing of Mary, Did You Know? It was also an opportunity to thank the outgoing head girl team for their wonderful leadership contribution to school, and to say well done and thank you to Alana in 13U, Gloria in 13P, Ruby in 13S, Chloe in 13P, Sophia in 13L, Kate in 13L, Rhea in 13L, and Crystal in 13U. We wish them every blessing in their studies and as they receive their university offers. We're very grateful to them for their fine and inspirational leadership. Christmas dinner yesterday was just wonderful. with over 900 pupils and staff served. Thank you to Mario, our head chef, and his team for all their tremendous hard work and culinary excellence. Thanks also to Mrs. McGlone for all her super logistics, and to Mrs. Pello and the SLT for all of their support. Christmas dinner was also wonderfully accompanied by the SPG radio programme led by our superb head girl team. Yesterday, we also had the fantastic talent show. Thank you to Cherise in 12U and all of the Year 12 for their superb organisation. They have worked so hard doing the auditions, the rehearsals, and should be rightly proud of the occasion. Thanks also to Miss Edwards and her Year 10 class for their support. Congratulations to all of the performers. Congratulations to Rhea in 7T, to Michaela and Nicole in 7L, to Estella in 7L, to Bianca in 8S, to Bella in 7U, to Tuluwasi, Stephanie and Milka in 8S, to Hannah, to Akinyi and Elvana in 8T, to Josephine in 8T, to Adoria in 8A, to Similori in 8P, to Jessie, Emily and Terry in 8T, to Agnes, Raphael, Amelia and Elizabeth in 8A, to Kerrion in 9A, to Angel, Ashley, Tamalori, Delna and Aaron in 8L, to Darcy in 7A, to Eugenie, Emily, Arva, Neria, Maya, Nancy and Lalia in 8U, to Alia, Immaculée and Tiana in 7L, to Kaylee in 8L, to Ivana in 9P, to Luam in 8A, to Eleanor and Nava in 8P, to Jadeja in 8A, to Olivia in 8A, to Annabelle and Etta in 8L, and to Bella, Aldana, Xavier and Annette in 8S, to Kendra and Marceline in 8T. They were all absolutely fantastic, and such an array of talent was shown. However, in the end, our judges had the impossible task of deciding on three overall winners. So congratulations in particular for Hayley in 8L for her piano solo, which gained third place. Congratulations on second place to Terry, Jessie and Emily for their dance performance. And in first place, Similori in 8P for her brilliant singing. And so on to today. We have had two beautiful masses where we have sung carols with great joy in anticipation of Christmas. Hence, my voice is gone. Thank you to our readers at the first mass, to Emily in 12S, to Anna in 12T, to Miriam in 10L, and to Leticia in 10L. Well done to our altar servers, Joanna in 10U, Emily in 10U, Beatrice in 11S, and to Michelle in 10L. Thank you to our readers at the second mass, Maya in 8P, Mary in 8P, Nava in 8P, Tanya in 8P, Nicola in 8P, Eleanor in 8P, Janelle in 8P, and Muna in 8P. Thanks also to our wonderful altar servers, Casey from 9L, to Kirian in 9A, to Raphael in 8a and to Chizzy in 7a. At the end of Mass, we also took the opportunity to give a presentation to our head girl team, who have been fantastic in their term of office so far this term. Thank you to Anna in 12T, to Sam Weller, our head girl, in 12L, to Eldora in 12T, to Amaris in 12U, to Emily in 12S, and to Despina in 12T. And so on to forthcoming events. We return to school on Monday, the 5th of January, at normal time. Sorry to be the Grinch, but it has to be reminded. Mrs. Liddell gave an update in the last podcast of where support is available over the holidays, and this has also been sent on email if you need to find the information. And so on to our Just One Thing section. And this week, the Just One Thing section is from me. Over the holidays, my Just One Thing is to make it a priority to make time to go to Mass on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day on Thursday, the 25th of December, and to make time on this day to reflect on the true meaning of Christmas. In the midst of the food, the festivities, and present opening, let's be mindful to open our hearts to the gift of our Saviour, born in a stable in Bethlehem, so that we can be the shepherds and the kings who open our hearts to the Saviour, born again in our hearts in the stable of Birmingham. I thought this was summed up rather amusingly during the week when I read outside a church, "Never mind Elf on a shelf, Christ needs you in a pew." So please, for our Just One Thing, make Christ a priority. For if we look at the word Christmas, without Christ, Christmas is just a mess. And for our prayer. The prayer this week is a beautiful performance of Mary, Did You Know? By our Year 9 and Year 10 GCSE students. As we listen, let's pray for a share of Mary's faith to know that your baby boy is the Lord of all creation, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know your baby boy has walked where angels trod?
When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan, and the sleeping child you're holding is the grey. Oh,
Mary, did you know?
May we be blessed with the faith of Mary, the humility of the shepherds, the joy of the angels, the wisdom of the Magi. And may you and all those dear to you experience the nearness, light, and love of the Christ child. I conclude with the words of my favourite hymn, Away in a Manger. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay. Close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all dear children in thy tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there. Have a wonderful holiday. Thank you so much for your amazing thoughtfulness, and please know that your generosity and kindness to the staff is hugely appreciated. You can never know how much the words in your Christmas cards and Christmas email wishes inspire our hearts. I wish you and your family every blessing for Christmas, and have asked for a candle to be lit in the shrine of Our Lady of Knock for each of our girls and their families on Christmas Day. Know you will be carried in my thoughts and prayers. Have a joyful and blessed Christmas. Enjoy this special holiday with our great girls, who exemplify that I am a St. Paul's girl, and there is nothing I cannot achieve.